Dr. Adi Nadimpalli was born in India, moved with his family to Tanzania, then Libya, and finally to Chicago. He got his undergraduate degree at UCLA, went to medical school back in Chicago, and was thrilled when he came to New Orleans to be a resident at Tulane Medical School and Hospital.
I finished my residency a couple months before Katrina. I stuck around for a couple of months, and I think residency and being in the city and the public health and the primary care in this city beat me down. And by the end of my 4 years in residency, I decided I did not want to do primary care at all. The system just sucked.
So he took a year off to recover, planning to take up a fellowship in cardiology later. He decided he'd like to go, as he says, international.
The most reputable organization I found was Doctors Without Borders. And about a month after Katrina, I went to Liberia. And I went there for 9 months. And it really reinvigorated why I wanted to do medicine and why I wanted to do primary care. And I came back to New Orleans, worked for a couple of years back at Tulane. But then I just kept going back on missions after that with Doctors Without Borders. And it's what I really want to do out of my career, the kind of medicine that's practiced, the people that you meet, the patients that we serve are exactly what I wanted to do.
Sometimes it's hard to understand why anyone would want to spend months in places with so few resources and so many hardships.
It's almost a cliche of your medical school application is that you really want to feel unencumbered by the bureaucracy, by processes, and get to the core of the relationship between you and a patient. What frustrated me in residency, especially in New Orleans, was how disjointed the system was. There were so many obstacles in the way. And when I finally got to rural Liberia in my first mission, it seemed so pure.
The Doctors Without Borders medical teams are intrepid. But since they work in the most dangerous places in the world, safety for the staffs and for their patients is paramount.
We don't carry any weapons. We don't have armed guards in any of our projects at this point. What we do is when we go to an area, we talk to every single actor, armed group, militant group, rebel group, military, government, whoever, and trying to explain that we are an independent humanitarian medical organization. We don't take sides. In the hospital, it is a safe zone. It is a neutral zone where patients can come in and get treated without fear of persecution or bodily harm from somebody else.
For the past few years, Adi has pretty much stayed in New Orleans, serving as vice president of Doctors Without Borders in the United States and working as an emergency room physician. But that's about to change.
I'm leaving my heart here, but I'm actually leaving for the field. So my vice presidency term ends in a few days, actually, probably in a week. And I've decided not to rerun for my term. What I'm going to do is go back to the field full time.
So for at least a year, Adi will join the emergency team based in Paris, going wherever he is sent, basically living out of a suitcase. Still, given his feelings about the medical system here in New Orleans, why not stay?
It's been a struggle even for all these years. You come back and, you know, I've lived in Los Angeles and in Chicago, and you can come and see places that don't have great health care at all. Post-Katrina, I was working at the Covenant House in Common Ground across the river in the West Bank for some time, and you see, you know, patients or people just struggling not to pay basic costs of blood pressure medicine. There's this struggle between what's right in front of you versus what we may perceive as the greater need. And this is why when you look at my chronology, you see that I toggle back and forth.
So this time the toggle is forth. But he'll be back.
New Orleans is a city that you can't ever get the escape velocity to leave. You'll always gravitate back towards it.
For more information about Doctors Without Borders, go to wwno.org or nolavie.com. For WWNO, I'm Sharon Litwin.
Doctor, my eyes have seen the years and the slow parade of fears without crying.